just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want.
An aspiring actress's vagina has been photographed. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. The vagina of 20-year-old actress Sierra Nicole was photographed today, putting her on the fast track to stardom. The photo session has already prompted several film and TV executives to call the starlet a striking new talent. Murray Piskarsik is Nicole's agent.
No, I'm telling you, she's got a vagina that just lights up a room.
Paramount Pictures executive Barry Volk, upon viewing the photos, reportedly called Nicole's vagina the next Glenn Close. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News. Call.
In a world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Susie in the morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the morning.
Sam and Susie in the morning,
right here on LA Talk Radio.
Indeed, right here on LA Talk Radio. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
It is, Thursday today?
Yes, it is.
Thursday, August 7th, and we're into our third show.
Wow.
And this is amazing. I sent you the numbers yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Did you believe this?
I couldn't believe it. I was so excited.
Yeah. I mean, like, 300 times that show, our first show was downloaded in like a day and a half.
That's crazy.
So we'll just see. I mean, this thing's going to be downloaded for months. So that's how it works. Yeah. I'll give you the numbers for yesterday's and today. But this is awesome. I mean, this really excites me, you know, because you realize we're doing the right thing, you know.
I know. And I know. People are listening.
Yeah. And you probably let half the world know too, right?
Well, I was trying to think on the way over here. I was like, okay, how many people did I tell to listen here, 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 and here? And how many people did I get feedback from? And then I was trying to figure out, I was like, but I don't know nearly close to 300 people, I don't think.
No, we've got built-in audience to a lot of people that are that have been listening for a long time.
So,
but you put it all together, and, you know. We have Janique in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good. Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be back.
Yeah, and to those who don't know, Janique is Susie's best friend.
My bestest friend, absolutely forever.
Yes. And you're here from Colorado until Sunday, right?
Until Sunday.
What are you going to do about that topless walk? Are you going to come back for this?
Oh, I might come back, yeah.
Really?
I might, exactly.
Wow.
I actually just realized I'm gonna be in Vegas and I'm supposed to be visiting my father there until Sunday, the 24th.
Uh-huh.
And so I just told him yesterday, I was like, Dad, you know, I'm like, it's really great to see you and everything. Well, when I cut out there, but you know, I'm gonna have to leave early, like maybe really early Saturday morning. He's like, why? I said, because I've got to go. You know, topless.org. We're having a topless march. Like,
go
right
show off my tits to all of LA.
My house. Well, unlike my mother, my father could handle the radio show a little bit better, I think. Well, the things that I say.
Yeah.
Because I told him, he's like, hey, I heard you were on this radio show. And I was like, yes, Father, I am. And he said, well, what's the
topic?
The top. Well, no, he wanted to know like how he could listen. Well, since mother was seriously, quote unquote, disturbed, I was like, I don't know if I really feel like giving you the information. LATalkRadio.com. He's like, all right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, he probably will.
Oh, he will.
But I'm sure they know what kind of daughter they have. I mean, they know.
Oh.
Well, I didn't mean it the way it came out. But, you know,
okay,
I mean, they know their daughter.
What kind of daughter am I, Sam?
Tell me. They know their daughter. One that says nasty things on the
radio. I resemble that remark. Oh, shit. Yeah, Janique knows that, the dynamic between my father and me.
Yeah. What kind of a dynamic is that, Janique?
Well, I need to come rescue Susie every time she does her father-daughter ski vacation.
Oh, yeah?
It's called their annual divorced fathers and their daughters' drunken ski trip.
Yes. It's a love-hate thing, but it's good.
Really?
Because then I get to spend more time with her.
Yeah, so. That's true. But, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard, you know. I mean, my daughter's like 18 now, and she's like drifting away and stuff. And it's very hard, you know.
Mm.
I would imagine by 26, you'd say, oh, fuck it.
You know, I think they said that long before that.
Yeah, she's gone forever. You know? It's hard, you know.
Yeah,
it really is, you know.
It is.
So we've got a guest coming up, coming in at about 10 o'clock. So
okay. That
should be cool. We had some cool guests yesterday, huh?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we've got a lot lined up too. Although I don't remember why the guests are coming, but so I'm finding out with you when they're here, you know.
Every person I meet, I always like, I would tell them about the radio show, and I'm like, oh, you should come be a guest, and everyone's like so excited about it, and everyone wants to come in.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, tonight, or well, today, Janique and I are a little bit tired because we were up a little bit late. My neighbors.
What's a little bit late?
Well, considering we had to be up early, you know, going to bed at like 3 a.m.
That's late.
That's late.
Or early, depends on how you look at it.
Right. but I couldn't move over. Like, we'll leave their apartment and get over to my apartment. They were giving us the best sensual massages ever.
Now, who is they?
My two, well, the people that live across the street from me kind of have started a bit of a hippie commune.
Right. sounds good.
If you will. Yeah. But they only eat raw food completely. So they cooked us dinner last night of raw food.
Cooked.
Well, cooked. Quote, unquote. They call it uncooking. And I was like, how do you call yourself a chef if you're not cooking anything? I'm like, you're just stirring things up.
and chopping things.
You're just stirring and chopping and blending.
And blending.
Like, what the hell is this? But it's actually unbelievably good, and it's pretty amazing stuff.
Really?
It was wonderful.
Cool. We got a phone call already, so let's go ahead and get that. This is the first phone call on the new Skype. I installed a new Skype. Hopefully, we'll have better connections because I've been really pissed.
Do we have a webcam?
No, not yet. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Yeah. Hi, this is St. Louis Steve. Is this Sam?
That's, St. Louis Steve. You sound familiar.
I've called and talked to you before. I sent you emails.
Yeah, that's right. And with you're a fan of Ella, right?
Right, right.
That's right. Okay.
And we have of Amber Ojeda, too.
Yeah. Oh, you know her, too. Yeah, let me explain. Ella Giselle is a singer, and she came on here as a guest, just like you did.
Nice.
And I loved her music so much and her demeanor that I invited her to have a radio show with us. So she has a show. She had her second show.
One World.
Yeah, One World. And it's pretty cool. I mean, she did a show yesterday. She spoke with her father the whole time, and she's concerned with like only talking about the positive things, you know. So she makes everything seem nice and sweet and stuff. And she is like that. So I could see
why. We each have our forte.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I would not confuse the two of you on the street.
There was a lead-in talking about somebody named Nicole that's got a vagina that's photographic.
Yes, did you hear that one?
Quite comical.
It's funny.
I don't know who they're talking about, but it's like, where can you go see this picture of what supposedly in the news somebody can light up a room and all that? I heard it on your radio right before your show came on. Right.
That has got to be a bright, sparkly, shiny vagina to do that.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know who they meant. Do they mean Nicole Simpson, or who are they talking about?
Who's Nicole Simpson?
I doubt Nicole Simpson.
Who's
OJ's wife?
Nicole Simpson.
Yeah.
I think
Ashley
he means
Simpson's sister.
Or Jessica Simpson.
No, Nicole Simpson is OJ Simpson's wife.
That's right.
Nicole.
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that who they're talking about?
No. They're not talking about anybody in specific. This is the Onion news, and it's all a farce.
I used to think it was true.
Oh, so that's not real?
Yeah. No, it's not real.
I got so confused.
I was getting ready to search on the internet.
Actually, there have been pictures like this. That's why they mentioned this.
Yeah.
I think you can see. Yeah, I think you can see Britney's and Paris's and so forth, you know. When they come out of the cars, you know, they try and
the
give
paparazzi's
you
like on the ground, like aiming upward, like, oh yeah, baby. Oh, right there. Give me some lip. Oh, pouty. Naughty.
Well, you know, the other thing I had to ask you from one of your earlier shows, you talked about she-males. And I'm wondering if you can explain more about she-males. I'm kind of wondering about a few things there.
Do I need to be worried about you?
well, let him finish.
I'm not worried. I'm just wondering what the heck is a she-male.
Okay, do you want to tell him, Susie?
Oh, boy. No, you tell him.
Is it real?
Danique, what's a she-male?
Oh, my.
Is it real, though? I mean, I don't know.
Okay, a she-male is a man. Usually it's a man. Okay, I don't think it goes the other way around. But when it's a man who goes through, they're like pre-op, you know. In other words, they don't have the operation; they still have their appendage attached to them. Yes, and and then they have like a boob job or something, and they make themselves totally look like a woman. So it's like a woman.
Adam's apple removed.
Yeah, so it's like a woman with a dick, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that they were biologically born that way.
No. Not at all.
No.
You're talking about, I think, like
hermaphrodites,
yes, that have
is
both.
Is that not a she-male?
No. Those okay. are they have like different. Both organs, right?
No. Yeah. But one of them usually chooses
that's what's
to be dominant.
Got me wondering. I'm confused.
Yeah. Does that idea?
I think I just like women the way they are.
Yeah. Does that appeal to you? The idea of a woman with like a big hard cock and stuff.
I'd stick with the regular lips.
There you go.
She can suck it to ya,
there
real
you
good.
There you go. We want the lips. There you go. Steve, what's the weather like in St. Louis?
It was extremely hot, and now it's cooling down. So it's kind of hazy.
Yeah.
But it should be getting back to being hot again, you know?
Yeah.
So if that describes it.
I think so.
Perfect weather for swimming.
So,
naked.
Yeah.
Naked, ooh.
Topless.
Oh, my Steve.
Topless, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. I want to hear Steve. This one gal you got on. Talk more. She's awesome. Who's this other gal? That's Susie, the other one.
Oh,
Janique.
Oh. Yeah, she is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
He bypassed Susie right away and went to Janique.
That's okay, Steven. Yeah. Don't hold it against you. She's wonderful.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. I'm a fellow Midwesterner, so maybe
I'll
we have some affinity.
I'll drop off so I can hear you guys talk more. Keep it juicy, will you?
Okay, we will. We'll do that. We promise.
Okay.
No, Janique is beautiful.
Good to talk
and
to you, Sam.
Okay, Steve. Apparently, he's not interested in listening, so that's okay. well, so much for the new Skype. It still sounds like shit. So I don't know what else we're going to do with these phone lines, you know? It's driving me bananas.
That is not my forte. These wires in here pretty much give me an anxiety attack just looking at.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're sitting on the other side of the table.
Yes. I like a simple on-off switch and that's it.
Yeah.
Or just a plug into the wall and you're all set. Golden.
So tell us about this massage. So... is this somebody you know, Susie?
Yes. Well, the apartment complex I kind of live in, it's really cute. It's like a little Spanish tiling roof, and it's got a little courtyard, and everyone has a window that opens off into the courtyard. But
right.
because the apartments are so small, everyone can kind of hear everyone else's business.
I hate everything. That, man.
Well, I found out yesterday.
Are you a screamer?
Well, I don't know. I sound like I'm screaming in my head, but, you know, I don't know. It depends.
Well, have you gotten any feedback?
Well, last night I actually got a little bit of feedback. My neighbor actually told me that he heard some power tools once upon a time. And he actually told me that he had a DeWalt palm sander that he would be willing to loan me.
Oh, so he listened to the show?
Yes, I had him listen to the show yesterday.
Wow,
and he said, you know what, I'm a carpenter in my spare time. And
so he volunteered?
He volunteered his equipment for me, which
was
really sweet.
That is awesome.
So much for neighborly love, you know. I mean, it really, it's reaching a new level of kindness.
Yeah. But
you've really... Way to really give. Yeah. Give back.
I know. But you really have to wean
yourself. And keep giving. Oh.
You have to wean yourself off that sander.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wean myself off what?
Of those power tools. You know, because you said that you got hooked on them.
I have a whole arsenal, though.
Yeah.
You can desensitize yourself, though. You got to back off a little bit.
And she said she had. She had desensitized herself.
Yeah, actually.
You're crazy. You need more... she needs more action, I think, you know?
Yeah.
And before we go on, do you know that I listened to the replay and you still did not tell us why you said you were married
to
your boyfriend?
I was talking to Janique about that yesterday and I said, I'm so ADD. Actually, I just finished answering a question today in the car that she asked me yesterday. And I was like, I totally forgot to do that. So before the Franz and I started whatever we're doing, he ended up, He was, quote, married to someone else on Facebook, and it was one of his guy friends.
Right.
And I was kind of jealous about that, and I was like, I don't think that's right. You know, why don't you put that you're in a relationship with me? And so then he switched it to saying we're married, kind of because we kind of fight like a married couple, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah.
But now I'm so bad with technology, I don't know how to change it. I've tried to change it 3 different times to it's complicated.
It's not. You just go to your fucking profile.
That's an option.
Oh,
it's complicated.
That's a good option.
I know.
Yeah.
Hence why Facebook is way better than MySpace.
I see. You have to commit at MySpace.
Yeah.
I'm single or I'm in a relationship.
Facebook is really cool.
Yeah.
You know,
she
it seems like
have
suddenly
it.
Yeah, it's like suddenly everybody's on it, you know? I mean, I got on it like, I don't know, maybe a year ago or something, you know, because I read about it and they said it's like for more mature people. It started like college students and stuff like that. That's what they aimed it at. Simply because MySpace, yeah, because MySpace has been pretty much hogged by these teenagers and stuff, you know.
And a lot of people in the music industry, because you could have all the live music and things on there.
Right. And that's, I think, why MySpace started, was for musicians and stuff like that.
Yes.
And then it sort of evolved. But for the most part, I mean, the young kids you see on MySpace, you don't really see them on Facebook, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying it's a little more mature in that way.
I feel like it's more for social networking than MySpace is. Like, Facebook will tell you, like, which friends of yours are, like, recommend people that you might know, or just,
right.
I don't know, it's really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Do you have risque women that are asking you to be their friends on
Facebook? Not really. Like, people don't, I rarely find anyone asking me to be my friend that, like, doesn't know me, or, you know, doesn't know me through a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Usually I was wasted the night before, and I give people my Facebook info. I'm like, just look up Susie Riley, you know, and then I get like a friend request in the morning. And I'm like, who the hell is this person? Or I meet them on the highway, like driving home, and, you know, same thing happens.
Yeah. Now, why did you pick a picture out of all your pictures of this thing with this huge face there that totally hogs the picture, and I don't even know what it is? It's kind of spooky.
It is kind of spooky. I meant to change that, actually. probably about a month and a half ago, I went up to Vancouver for my other really good friend's husband's birthday.
Right.
And so I flew into Vancouver at midnight on a Friday night, mm-hmm. and I was there literally for 12 hours. So as I'm going through customs, the customs like lady was like, where are you going, ma'am? And I was like, deep into the vag. And she says, excuse me? And I was like, I'm going to the Vancouver Art Gallery. I'm going deep into the vag right now. And she was just like horrified by me. And then she's like, and where are you sleeping, young lady? And I was like, I'm not sleeping tonight. I was like, I'm going to be up all night. My plane leaves at noon tomorrow. And she's like, fine, go have fun at the art gallery. And I was like, you mean the vag? So
that's a perfect name.
I know. I think it's so funny. And no one in Vancouver calls it that.
Yeah.
It's just perfect.
Right.
It should be Vag lights up the room.
Yes, Vag light. Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
The motto for the art gallery.
Oh, God. But yeah, so that picture on my Facebook is actually taken deep in the Vag.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, it's some weird modern art thing at this party that was going on there. And that's my crazy, I call that girl in the picture with me, my crazy Canadian twin, my evil Canadian twin.
Yeah. And that's just like
if
this sculpture, sculpture with this huge head.
With these arms like sticking out of it. They had a lot of like Japanese like anime art gallery.
Okay.
So
that's probably what it was.
That's what that was.
Yeah. But it doesn't represent you very well on Facebook.
No, I know. I'll work on changing that for you.
Yeah.
But again,
well,
like,
thank you.
Deep into the badge.
So going back to the massages, okay.
Yes.
So you started describing. Yeah, we're going back to your neighbors.
Yes.
Okay. So who are they? What are they? You started saying this. You were talking about the windows facing the courtyard.
Oh, yeah, the windows face the courtyard. So, like, I don't know. I hadn't really spent much time over in their apartment. And then yesterday they invited us over for a raw food dinner. And so...
Well, the door was open and there were three cute boys in there. I was awfully curious.
Oh,
I was like,
I see. Okay.
Who are they?
You girls are constantly on the prowl, aren't you? Okay.
So we meandered over. And Janique has never... Well, she had one massage once in her life. And me,
a professional massage.
Yeah.
I love to be touched. Mm-hmm. I love it. I have to have like my feet tickled and just have like my shoulders rubbed and I just like to be touched everywhere all the time. And Janique is not a very touchy person.
Yeah.
And so I dragged her over there and then I kind of forced her into a massage.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
It's very, very...
Massages are very cool.
Oh, my God. This guy had the most amazing hands. Mm. He got just very, very deep and just... And the way he moved his fingers, they were so dexterous.
Wait, is this the one last night? Or is this
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there was one guy giving you both massages?
Two guys, two massages at the same time.
Two massages. And they're masseurs? Like, is this what they do for a living?
Yes. He had a massage table.
Yeah. Really?
Right.
Wow. And they're straight?
Yeah.
Wow. But they sleep in the same bed.
They sleep in the same bed?
Because it's kind of like a commune.
Right.
So we asked them, but they were very quick to tell us, oh, but we don't touch each other.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I was like, we sleep in the same bed sometimes, but she gets mad at me because I hog it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's understand this. So you see these guys and you walk to their door and you start talking to them? You said you saw three cute guys.
Yeah, saw them in there and Susie said, you know, hello, Peter, how are you? You know, here's my friend Janique, she's visiting.
Right.
And we conversed a bit before we went for a bike ride/run. And they invited us before we left to come back for dinner.
Oh,
so
nice.
When we got back, Suze jumped in the shower, and then I did, and then she was over there, had no idea where she was.
Can't you take a shower normally? Why do you have to jump in the shower? I don't understand people.
You could slip and fall and hurt yourself. Yeah.
Oh, we got another phone call. Let's see who this is. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Yeah, it's Gary.
Gary Garver.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing good, good. What are you doing calling us so early in the morning?
Oh, listen, I just want to congratulate you on your ratings.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much, man. You don't know what my ratings are.
No, I know, but I know mine went way up.
Yeah. Well, I can't hear you very well. We've got like the worst fucking connection, man. Are you coming to do your show today?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Want to blow my show, Max? I need more ratings. I need more people to listen.
Yeah, you do. You do. You know who this is? You know who Gary Garver is?
Hi, Gary.
Okay. Gary Garver, you guys know who Howard Stern is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Gary goes out and does interviews with celebrities and asks them like off the wall questions and really embarrasses them.
Ooh,
right?
Awesome. Gary?
Yeah, so
Gary, guess
So he's got like the best interviews and they play this every day on Howard. You know, so
I'm actually going to play some interviews today on my show from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific.
Awesome. So you get some of your own interviews, not stuff that goes to Howard.
Well, I got stuff that I'm playing classic interviews that I played on Howard.
Oh, so awesome.
Yeah. So I'm playing Courtney Love today, which was pretty funny, and a few other ones.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's nice. I mean, he's had some, like, I mean, you have some people really hating you, right, Gary?
Yeah, O.J. Simpson hates me.
Yeah, you should have heard what he did to O.J.
James Gardner hates me.
Yeah,
oh, no.
James Gardner hates your guts.
Gary, you know what? I'm actually pretty interested to ask you a question, because Saturday night I'm bartending a party for the Hollywood Scientologists. and it's like top secret, like security, and I have to sign a confidentiality agreement and all this other stuff. But I know I'm going to want to come back and just gossip, and tell everyone in the world, like, I can't believe this and I can't believe that. Yeah. Is there any way I can get around those things?
Sure, just use initials or, you know, like...
or sign Mickey Mouse.
I had a friend that was supposed to do a movie with The Rock, and The Rock bailed out of it, and he didn't want to name the name of the actor. So we just said The Cock the whole time.
Nice.
The Cock bailed out of the movie, you know, The Cock left, you know. My buddy would have bent over backwards for The Cock if he would have stayed, you know, things like that.
Oh, that's awesome. Very good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to get creative with this one.
I would do it that way. You don't have to, you know, that's how you get around it. It won't bother you.
Yeah. Oh, good idea. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, have fun bartending.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah.
Keep me a drink at the studio tonight, okay? I like mojitos.
Mojitos, you gotta shake it up, baby. Yeah. I love those mojito commercials. I always just want to dance.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, anyway, Sam, God bless you. I love you. Thanks for having me on the air. And 5 to 7 tonight, Pacific.
Yes, don't miss Mr. Gary Garver. Thank you very much, Gary, for calling. Really appreciate it.
I'll talk to you later. I got something to talk to you off the air, so I'll give you a call later.
Awesome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. And that's Gary Garver, one of our more famous hosts.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah, and I mean, he's got his own website where they do like TV shows on the internet and stuff. So they've got like porn stars and all that coming in, and lingerie sports and that sort of thing.
Whoa, cool.
But yeah, he's that's what he's famous for, is for doing those interviews, and people hate him. But I mean, he'll ask him, you know, like he went to I don't know if you guys remember, there was a football player / actor. His name was Jim Brown. He was this muscular black guy, and he was like a big actor, like in the 70s and stuff. So Gary went up to him and he asked him all kinds of questions, and he goes, "Have you ever shat your pants while you're playing?"
Oh, no.
And the guy's like, "What's that?"
What did he say? Did he answer?
He was like, "I'm not interested in this conversation," and then they move on, you know?
So,
yeah, I mean, he asks them all kinds of weird shit like this. You
just
know?
Totally catch people off guard.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, like Kirk Douglas and stuff, you know, or Charles Heston hates him too, you know. And he goes, do you ever pretend you were Moses in bed? So,
I part the river. Like
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he's very hilarious. So that's Gary Garver, the Gary Garver Show, every Thursday at 5 to 7.
TJ was funny, too. And he was in here?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
TJ is very funny.
Who's TJ?
TJ McCormick. He does our noon shows. And he was here the first day. You should probably listen
to
the
show. He's a spitfire.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy's shot out of a cannon.
You know? Oh, great.
Yeah. And by the way, for those interested in politics, tomorrow he's going to have one of the
people the running candidates. For mayor?
Yes, yes. Mm. I forgot the name. I think it was Brian something. I don't know. But at any rate,
TJ plug that.
Yeah, I mean, so much for the plug. But yeah, if you guys are interested in that, that's really cool. You know, so he's going to be here tomorrow doing that. I'm probably not going to be listening because I'm not into politics. No, I will. I love what TJ has to say. So, Janique, I wanted to ask you yesterday. I totally forgot. Well, there was a lot of things I wanted to ask you. We never got around to it and stuff, you know. But so you're originally from Iowa, right?
Right, correct.
Okay. Do you have any siblings?
I don't. I'm an only.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. She's terribly spoiled.
Ugh, yes.
Really?
Right. I am.
Okay.
And it's only been later in my life that I've really kind of figured that out. I always thought, oh, well, I'm grateful for everything I have, so it doesn't mean I'm spoiled.
Right.
But I'm really kind of temperamental about getting my own way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty spoiled to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm like that, too, and I'm friggin' 48 years old, so
are
it
you
never
an only?
Goes away. No.
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 Oh, never you're just away. Like that.
Yeah,
perfect.
I'm just like that.
Great.
Yeah. I have to have my own way. Yeah, I think most people are like that. You know, they want to control the situation and stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, it's like, you know, when you feel like totally out of control is when you sit in traffic like I did this morning, you know. And whereas it usually takes me 20, 25 minutes to get here. I'm seeing on the sign, you know, time to downtown, 45 minutes. And I'm going, fuck, you know, it's like I'm going to be late for my own show. And you sit there and there's nothing you can do.
You're powerless, you know, in this situation.
You're powerless. It's like, fuck me in the ass. I can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know? Type of a thing. That's what
don't
I'm saying.
Don't say that to her. She might like it.
Oh, okay. Dear. Oh, dear.
Trust me, she would really like it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know how you guys deal with the traffic. I've lived in a town where there's hardly any stoplights, just traffic with roundabouts where you're just moving fluidly.
Yeah. Have you ever lived in a big city?
I live in Denver now.
That's right. Yes.
But other than that, no.
Yeah. Just the cornfields.
Just the cornfields out now.
And what is it, a nice part of Denver that you live in?
It is. It is. I live in the Highlands, which is kind of an up-and-coming area. It's real near downtown, near Coors Field and the Broncos Stadium. So
cool.
There's a lot going on down there.
Yeah.
It's
so are you
cool.
planning on staying there, or did you want to move to L.A.? I mean, you mentioned
I would love to move to L.A. I'm in a school program right now, and I'm kind of midway through.
I see. Okay.
So to get in-state tuition here would take a while. And
oh, yeah.
It's probably
oh, yeah.
smart if I stay in Denver and just finish it out.
Yeah, and how much longer do you have?
2 years.
Oh, fuck.
It's a while. Yeah. I know.
But it's not a terrible place to live. I mean,
no,
you know,
no,
yeah.
it's not.
Yeah,
oh,
so it's
I
not
love,
the end of the world.
We have like 300 days of sunshine.
Wow.
It's awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have like 360 here.
Yeah, I know.
Susie, have you lived in Denver too when you were in Colorado?
When I lived in Colorado, I lived everywhere. I lived in Boulder. I lived in Denver. I lived in Avon. I lived in Edwards. I got around.
Yeah.
With where I lived.
It depended on the boy she was dating at the time. Yeah. She kind of seems to weasel her way
yeah,
in.
Yeah, there seems
you know,
to be a
great.
Pattern there. Did you notice that?
Hey. We discussed this yesterday. I just have a short attention span.
Yeah, you do. You do. Because notice that we just... we veered off the topic of the massages. We're
again.
Not done about that.
Again.
Yeah. But that's okay. I figured, you know what? I was listening to the show yesterday and I realized how much you jump from one place to the other. But no, I mean, that's going to be my goal is to keep her focused, first of all.
Good luck. I've been trying for years.
That is a life goal.
Yeah, there you go. And second, I figured I'll keep bringing you back to the topic. And if we forget about it, we'll go back to the following day.
But, you know what's interesting about the massages?
Yeah.
They kind of They started with our feet because we were just hanging out, and that was the most accessible thing.
Wait a minute, though. You came back. You took a shower and everything.
Right.
You went into these guys' apartment.
Right.
Did you have the dinner that they invited you
to? We did. It was a soup salad concoction.
Yeah.
All raw, blended.
All raw.
Yeah.
It was like lettuce and tomatoes and some kind of
avocado.
Like avocado and like a salty broth.
No, that's not bad.
No, it was good.
But it was like soggy, like lettuce floating. Not, I don't want to say soggy because that sounds bad, but like floating in the bowl. It was very interesting.
They put the vegetables in the soup?
Yeah. And, it was cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I would have fucking run out of there. What did you guys do? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah? A little salty, but it was good.
Wow.
That's what she said?
Yeah. Right.
I don't know about guys cooking anything, you know?
Uncooking.
Yeah, uncooking.
This is uncooked. But the dessert was really good.
It was. Yeah. It was. But the massages were interesting because they started with our feet.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Kind of how do you get from the dinner to the massage? You guys
we're
are like all over
out.
The place.
Like,
yeah, okay.
I was laying on this beanbag huge thing with this velvety cover and just kind of like melting into the beanbag.
Were you guys drinking or anything?
No.
I was.
You were. Well, you always drink. I mean, it's redundant to ask you.
Hey, how do you know this much about me already?
Well, you let us know. You let the whole world know.
All right.
Okay, so you drank, but you didn't.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was hoarding all the wine.
Really? It was in the fridge. You could have gotten it.
I know. I should have gotten up.
Okay, so at one point, what happens? Does one of them say, okay, let's have the massages?
Well, no, I was kind of like moving my foot a little bit closer to Peter, and eventually, like, you know, our feet brush against each other, and I'm kind of like, oh, I know how it started. Yesterday, Janique bought me my favorite new toy, and I meant to bring it into the studio. It's a whip and a feather on either ends. So it's like, naughty or nice, who's going to be whipped, who's going to be tickled with the feather?
Really? You bought her this?
Yes, she begged.
Really?
It's so cute, and I purposely didn't bring my wallet with me because I'm like, all right, I'm a little broke right now. I'm not going to bring my wallet. And then I found my naughty or nice toy, and I was like, oh, and it's pink, which is my favorite color.
Wow.
So she bought me my little naughty or nice toy.
Nice.
And I proceeded to get whipped by it.
Really? Yes.
She wasn't moving fast enough, so give her the old 1-2.
Yeah. Are you into whipping and spanking and stuff?
Kind Susan? Of. I've always been more on the receiving end, never on really the giving end.
Right.
So now that I have my own toy, it's kind of interesting. And actually, tomorrow, the guys are having some kind of hippie event. What are they having? They're going to kill me if they're listening to this. I'm just like, hippie event, I don't know what it is. But I told them I can come and offer my services of like a whipping booth. You know, and people can pay $1 to come get whipped, or if they want to pay to do the whipping, you know, I'm sure there are people that will sign up for that as well.
I'm sure.
But yeah, so that's how the massages started. I had my whip in one hand and my wine in the other, and I started like whipping Peter's foot very gently, and then I would tickle his toe, and then, you know, from there, I kind of worked into, he grabbed my foot and just started tickling, and I love that. I kind of have like a foot thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Your feet are sensitive and
I just really like
give
being
you a lot
touched.
Of pleasure. Really?
Yes, yes.
That's cool. All right, so you like being touched. So, okay, so at any rate, so they put you on tables. Was this simultaneous or one at a time?
No, she stayed on the couch and I was still on the beanbag chair. And I think that Beliv?
Yeah.
Yes. He saw that Peter was touching Susie. And so he was like, oh, well, here's this girl next to me over here. Uh-huh. I'll start touching her.
Right.
Well, my feet are really sensitive because I run so much and they're just super tense.
Uh-huh.
So he starts in and I'm just like, I don't know if I'm into this. I don't know. But after about 5 minutes, it just, it felt
really
amazing.
Relaxed you and stuff?
But they kind of slowly worked their way.
All the way up the leg?
All the way up the leg.
Up the arm.
Yeah. Well, what did you expect? Yeah.
Right.
Why do you think guys get into fucking massage anyway? I mean, what do you think they get any pleasure out of this? Okay, so, or hairdressing for that matter.
I think they like seeing us kind of like writhe with pleasure and like giggle and tickle. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
Ooh,
it's a power trip, yeah. So you guys are starting to squirm and everything. And so eventually, what?
Eventually
we switched.
Oh, you switched boys.
Yes.
Okay.
We shouldn't call them boys, they're men.
So wait a minute, so it was only foot massage?
Oh, no. It ended up being full body.
Okay.
Head to toe.
So then, okay, so at a certain point, what, you get up and you go, okay, I'm going to take off my clothes and lie
no,
down?
No, we were fully clothed.
Oh, you were fully clothed.
Yeah, we were.
Well, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I really am. I really believe that you guys probably took off the clothes and everything.
Well, you know what? We actually kind of decided that it should be that we should live in a topless commune. I was telling them about the gotopless.org yesterday.
Right.
And they were all for it.
Yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
So you guys can start one, yeah.
I know. Well, actually, all of my neighbors probably... Well, the girls hate me and the guys love me because I'm always running around my apartment naked, and like the windows are always open and the door's always wide open.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's really warm in there, so you just have to keep the air going. So.
I understand, but you know, if you're nude, you don't keep the... Well, I guess if you're Susie, you do.
I'm very comfortable being naked, so I'm just running around my apartment, you know, and then people are riding by on their bicycles and they see the light on, they look in, and then they're just like, whoa, whoa, and they crash into a car.
Your neighbor lady slammed the door yesterday when we were talking to the boys, full on, just...
Really?
Yep.
Oh, no. Yeah.
She was not very happy with us.
Well, if they complain to you about walking nude, you ask them, what business do you have looking at me? Why are you even fucking looking at my apartment?
Don't look at my fucking apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. You, bitch.
You know? Yeah. Curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You want to look? You know, you take the consequences.
Don't be jealous.
Yeah. So the chicks hate you there, and the guys love you, obviously.
Well, all of their boyfriends always kind of are like peeking in the apartment, and the girlfriends are always like, stop looking. Oh, my God. And really? it also didn't help that my... Well, actually, you know what? They had their fair share of eye candy when the Franz was still there.
Oh, dear. Did he flop all around just hanging out at the apartment?
Oh, one of my biggest issues with him, you know, I would get up and go to work in the morning or whatever, and I would call him later on in the afternoon, and I just knew that he was sitting at my kitchen table, like, naked, jerking off at the computer, you know, with the windows open, like, full exposure for, like, everyone to see. And I would just get so infuriated with him. And I actually had friends that stopped by the house once upon a time, and they went to, like, knock on my door, and they saw, like, his... This is... Yeah. I don't think we're together any longer, by the way, out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what happened? Well, wait a minute. You're jumping. Okay, hold
on. I know.
Hold on. Okay, go on.
Yeah, so he was kind of pleasuring himself for the world to see, and especially my friends, and they got horrified.
And what, you walked in on him? Or what?
No, they were about to knock on my door, and they almost walked in on him jerking off at my kitchen table.
Really?
Yep. So, for all the ladies out there that hate seeing me naked, they can go and see him naked.
Yeah. Okay, so go on to the next thing. You're not with him anymore?
No, what I don't think mean? So. I don't really remember what happened. It was the night that Janique got here, but he wasn't helping me clean up the house, and I was very upset, and so I kicked him out. Again, and
he hasn't been back.
Yeah
really?
No, well, he came back once.
Oh, he did?
In the middle of the night.
Oh, right,
remember?
And I was, but back. Not since then.
No, not since then. We haven't heard from him. So I think we might have pissed him off.
Yeah, possibly. But since this relationship is pretty much undefined, then
it's,
I mean,
you're
always like, I think I broke, no, I think we're not together, I think we're together, I'm not sure what's going on.
I also think he might have listened to the last broadcast where I said I was on eharmony.com looking for something different. Yeah. And I don't think he knew that, so I think he might be upset about that too.
Yeah.
On top of being kicked out and made to be homeless again.
Yeah. Or maybe he went on the ashleymadison.com.
What's that?
You Ooh. Don't know what that is?
That's, Ashley Madison?
That's for people that want to cheat.
So, oh! Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And supposedly it's like a big deal. So,
we're both like, so,
what?
Yeah. So for attached people that want to cheat, you meet people.
No
there.
Way. There's a website for that?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. That's
cool. Who is Ashley Madison?
I haven't been there. I don't know what
the
kind of name.
The ultimate cheater?
Yeah. Whatever.
The ultimate player.
Yeah, sounds like a fucking porn star or something, you know? Yeah, but yeah. So
wow.
I don't know why they called it that. I've never actually been on the site, but yeah, I mean, that sounds interesting, you know, because you figure, you know, people want to find some sex partners and not necessarily have a relationship or something.
I always just went to the adult section of Craigslist. Well, not that I've been to the adult. Well, I've checked it out. I haven't done anything.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong out
but
there,
you
people.
But you were curious, yeah.
Oh, man, they've got some interesting things on there.
Very interesting.
Really?
Ooh, I could spend all night on that website just checking it out.
Amazing, huh?
Oh, seriously.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't been on that website, you've got to check out the adult content section of Craigslist.
Ooh. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, okay?
Sure.
And you don't have to answer this, but you are, you haven't spoke highly of your relationship, your current relationship,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, so there's got to be something he's good at. Is he, like, really good in bed? Is that what
Sex.
It is? Oh, okay. That's what I figured, so.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't even have to ask, right?
I was trying to figure this out yesterday. I'm like, he doesn't shower, he doesn't have a job, and you're not really happy, you know, hanging out with him. What does he do for you?
Yeah.
Well, when we get in these fights, you know what I mean? Like, he gets me so aggravated, and I get so angry and so worked up that I actually, like, throw him out of the house, and he gets very angry when I throw him out of the house, and then, you know, when I need the old I call him back, and, you know, like a loyal, that doesn't sound good, dog, he comes back. Like a little doggy comes back and we just have the best angry makeup sex ever.
Really?
Until we get in a fight again, then I kick him out again, then it's just this vicious, vicious cycle.
But I mean, look, I mean, you're on the prowl constantly. You could have any man you want. Why?
Trust me, you know, I've been around the block once or twice, and I know what's good, and I know what's good.
Right.
And, you know, it's pretty good.
This is good?
It's pretty good. I mean, I still like to incorporate my tools, but this is good.
This is good. Okay. All right. So whatever, you know, yeah. That, many relationships is just one person taking advantage of the other one, you know. She's providing him with
food,
a home.
And shelter.
Yeah, and he gives her sex, you know.
The basics.
But he gets it too.
Sounds
so
pathetic. It's got to be the other way around.
He's really winning out in the situation.
Yeah.
He's getting it all.
He's getting it all.
That's true.
I'm just getting the sex. He's getting it all.
That's true.
Anyone out there who would like to...
I don't know. You must be pretty desperate, you know, to put up with that, you know, just for the sex. Come on.
Oh, God.
But what is it? You're tired of trying different ones or you just like... Because, okay,
you buy your own... They come in all different shapes and sizes. Oh, exactly. I should tell them about Frank.
Oh, Frank.
It's amazing I've ever walked again.
He was her taxidermist.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, hold that thought, okay? But we're not done with the massage yet, okay? So we got to go back. Okay, so they give you massages. Both of you are on the one on the couch, one on the floor or something?
I was on the beanbag, and he was on the bed.
And then you moved to the bed.
And then I moved to the bed.
Right. And then we switched, and then I moved to the bed, and she moved to the couch.
Okay. And are the bed and the couch in the same room?
Yeah, it's a studio.
Oh, it's a studio, okay.
They live together, remember?
Yeah, okay, that's right.
It's a commune. There are like 20 people that live there, actually. Right. They just kind of filter in and out.
Okay, so now let me ask you this, because I see we'll never finish the story. So I just want to know, did they make any moves beyond the massage? I mean, did they go into places that
Well, I really like the upper breast massage.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't
upper
really get
breast
that.
Massage.
Yeah. Well, what's I think the way the I pecs. Respond, like, yeah, above your pecs, like the muscles that hold your boobs up.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Like, you don't even really feel like there's a muscle there, like, when you touch it. But you're just kind of like, oh, my God, it's so sensitive and so sensual.
Really?
But so, I don't know, the way I kind of sound when I get a massage, like, you had actually left and gone to bed when I was getting the full extent of mine. And mine was combined with, like, gentle tickling and, you know, with my little feather. Combined with... Oh, never mind.
Wow. So you had a blast.
And that's... so I get kind of like breathy and a little bit moany and a little bit... I don't know. And the guys always think that, you know, that I'm doing that to kind of like snuggle up next to them and be like, oh, right there, yeah. Oh my. You know, next thing you know, I've got a face right next to me and I open my eyes and they're like staring eye to eye and I'm like, okay. You know, I was really just moaning because it feels really good.
Yeah, well, you should think about that next time.
But it's like, on the flip side, you feel like when you go to get a professional massage at a table and like you're face first on the table and you're moaning away on the table, you feel kind of awkward. So you try specifically not to moan, but then you want them to know it feels good. So, you know, like you want them to know that like you're liking it hard in that spot or deeper in that spot. It's like when you're having sex, if you're lying there and you're totally quiet. You know, how's the guy going to know, like, if he hit the right spot?
That's
true. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But maybe you don't need to let them know they hit the right spot. They're fucking masseurs, okay?
Yeah.
Give me a break. But that's okay. I mean, look. But don't be surprised. I mean, look. You have a woman lying there. You're touching her and she's moaning. What the fuck are you supposed to do?
Don't worry. I'm going back for more.
I'm sure.
And the one guy, he had all of these Kama Sutra tattoos all over his body.
Are you kidding? I didn't even look at those.
You didn't even notice?
No.
Oh, my goodness, Suze. All over on his pecs, on his arms,
Kama
on his
Sutra
back.
Tattoos?
Different positions of men and women tattooed on his body.
Really?
Yes. There was one on his arm of this woman, like, with her tongue out, and you could just see the balls. You couldn't see the penis, and she was, like, in on, getting a blowjob. On his arm!
Yeah. Have you ever seen, I mean, that art, like, they have, like, huge cocks and stuff, right? In that Kama Sutra art.
They do.
Yeah, you know, it's like just like the Japanese and the Chinese, the Japanese
thinking.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly. Because
the Kama Sutra comes from the Indian.
Indian, right?
Right. Yeah. I can't imagine. I've never been with an Indian man, but I can't really imagine that.
Are we talking Indian dot or Indian?
No,
Indian
dot.
Indian dot.
You know why the woman put a dot up here?
I know this joke. I know this joke. No, what is it?
Every time they come home, their husband goes, "You are so fucking ugly." You know,
oh no,
pointing the finger at her.
I totally heard that so many years ago. That's so funny.
So it's like poking his... Yeah, I need to explain this, what I was doing. But poking his finger against her forehead, so it turns to red.
Oh, no. You know?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But,
so mean.
I know, it is mean, but, you know, we do so that funny. Here sometimes.
There's like actual therapy you can go to where you and your partner can go to like Kama Sutra therapy.
They really? Have like yeah. they have parties yeah. like that at Burning Man too.
I've heard. Like I've never been.
I haven't been either. Like you're supposed to usually be in a loving, committed relationship or something, and I don't
whatever
know.
Whatever that means.
What's that?
Yeah.
But there are like sex tents where you can go and you can actually have classes with your partner, and it's like a whole room of people, you know, that are like learning to do different sexual things
right.
at the same time.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's really kind of freaky. Like, if you're just walking by, if you're walking down the street of Burning Man, and all of a sudden you look left, and you're just like, holy shit, there's a tent with, like, 30 people just having sex at the same time.
Wow.
You're like, ah.
Awesome. Fucking awesome.
Yeah, fucking awesome, yeah. literally.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get my wife to agree for me to go to Burning Man.
How's that
and
going
it's
for
an
you?
Uphill battle, and I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm still gonna fantasize about
it. It's a tax deduction.
Yeah, there you go. No, but I mean... and going in the guise of, oh, we're going to broadcast from there, you know, so... But we would, you know, we would broadcast naked. No, I don't think I'm going to do that. But
then we would have to get a webcam up and running.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, no. Or maybe we wouldn't. I don't know. I don't think that would be a good idea.
How many people do you suppose go there?
Last year, what were there, 50,000?
That was like 45,000, 48,000
people. Wow, that's a lot of people,
people.
Huh?
It is
oh,
a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's getting a little out of control.
Now, what do they have? They have like... places for food and drink and stuff like that? Or
you bring in you all bring your of own, your own right? food and water, all of your own drugs, your supplies.
Right.
Like
I understood
everything.
There's like no exchange of money there and things like that, right?
It's there
like,
actually is. You can yeah. buy ice and all the proceeds go to the local town.
I see.
Because you need ice out there. You have to keep your things cool.
Right.
And you can also buy coffee, and I believe all the proceeds from that go to fund a person going to college.
Yeah.
It pays for their tuition for the year.
I see.
But those are like the only two things you could buy. Everything else is on a gift system.
Right.
So it's not actually like an exchange or a barter system, like a lot of people think it is. It's more of just like, you know, I have this, I'm going to give it to you.
Right.
Like last year, I kind of went completely unprepared. I didn't bring a tent. I didn't bring a sleeping bag. I didn't bring anything.
Mm.
And I just kind of floated around.
What did you hope exactly? There'd be a motel there for you?
Well, no.
She was actually engaged on her way to go spend time with her fiancé. But uh-huh. it never really worked out.
Never worked
no.
out. So you both went to the to the event together?
No, he went first. He went ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, she already talked about this. You said right. that you left with somebody else,
yes.
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes,
how great it is. did he find anybody there? Probably, huh?
I don't believe
after
so.
After you dumped his ass?
Don't say it like yeah, that.
No, no, but you
make
know
me
what?
Sound like a heartless bitch.
Yeah, you are. I mean, no, I'm kidding. But listen.
I do care.
No, but listen. If somebody pulled this shit on me, okay, I don't know.
What would you do, Sam?
I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. I have no idea. I think there's a phone ringing. Okay. Well, there's another phone call. Let's see. Who called before? It sounds like a familiar number. Hold on. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is St. Louis Steve calling again.
Yes, Steve. Are we getting you horny there, man? Enough to call?
Well, slightly, yeah. I just wanted to offer a free massage to Susie and Janique if they're up there in St. Louis.
Thank you.
How generous yeah. of you, man.
Now, Steve, tell me a little bit about your hands, because hands are another thing that I like to, well, judge people by.
Do we really want to know what Steve's hands look like?
Yeah.
Very strong, okay.
Are they very strong?
Huh?
Are they kind very of, strong? Are they dexterous?
What do you mean by, I'm not a football player, it's not like that.
Are they large?
But large?
Are they rough?
Are you a carpenter?
Are you a carpenter?
No.
You're not like Jesus,
I'm
no.
a carpenter.
Got him.
Well, thank you for the offer. Thank you.
St. Louis Steve, do you suck toes?
Sure.
As long really?
As they're kind of clean and don't have a bunch of, mm-hmm.
wow,
you know, toe jam on them.
Oh, my God. What do you do, St. Louis Steve? You're kind of fascinating.
Yeah. Are you married, Steve?
I got my own radio show here in St. Louis.
Wow.
That's how I got hooked up with Sam.
Oh,
so I was
cool.
checking his, out his show. I found out that Ella was on here, and it's a small world. Just
yeah.
because I'm in the Midwest, it's not that far away with this wonderful webcast stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, so, absolutely. Now, let me ask you this. Are you married? Are you attached? Anything?
Do you have a shemale?
I don't know if I can really go into that right now at the moment.
Okay, that's
times
fine.
Times are crucial right now. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right, Steve. So,
you know, the yeah. separation is occurring.
Oh, aww. I see. Okay, that's very yeah. sad.
We're sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Well, come down
actually,
to L.A.
I got to find a way to be happy, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe massaging Janique and me simultaneously will make you happy.
There you go. I'm sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Oh yeah. There you
now,
go.
I'm curious of what Janique is. How
you have a
how do you spell the name? J A N E E K.
J O N I Q U E.
Unica Janika.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh.
I totally fucking misspelled your name on the website. Then
that's all right.
I went out yeah. to Facebook to get on Susie's profile to mm-hmm. ask to be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. That was you?
Just recently, yeah.
Okay. Well, she'll be your friend. But I don't
see Janique on that.
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook yet.
Yeah, she will be now okay. after she's been to L.A.
She's on MySpace, though. Well, you can check her out on that.
Okay. I'm on MySpace, too.
Okay, cool. Aren't we all?
And Sam, I already asked for to be your friend, too.
Okay. Cool, man.
So. Okay. You're going to have so many friends, Steve.
You get the wrong idea.
You can be my friend.
Since I talk about details, that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I never get the wrong idea. Don't worry about it. Okay, Steve. Thank you so much. Say hi to St. Louis for us. Okay. That's Steve.
Interesting fellow.
Yeah.
He wants to give us a massage. That's very nice of him.
Yeah, I know. Well... Come on, who wouldn't?
Yeah. The Franz didn't want to, ever.
Really?
Yeah, that was another issue.
Yeah. So now we're finding out you have a foot fetish, too.
Well, I just like, yeah.
You like your, yeah.
You like a tickling fetish, though. Kind of.
Does she?
With Suze,
a
yeah.
tickling fetish?
Yeah. She yeah. enjoys her arms tickled, her back, yeah. everything.
I know, that's cool, but I don't think that's a fetish. I mean, it's not really involved with sex, is it? I mean,
well,
you like tickling...
Well, you know, if whoever I'm dating at the time, like, you know, they want to have sex, they want to, like, turn me on, you know, you can't just, like, be like, okay, I want sex, and you're ready to go.
Right.
Why not?
You know, you're like, well, I'm not like you.
Yeah.
This one, I swear, she was unbelievable. She was a virgin for so long, and it's like, all of a sudden, she just surpassed, like, our entire group of friends, sexually speaking, and just, like, went straight to the top.
What does that mean?
What does that mean, Suze?
Yeah.
Well, she just got she got extremely experimental and then did all kinds of nasty things and just...
Does that mean a lot of different partners and stuff?
No.
Same. Because you said you like one man relationship.
She's had two main partners, and but whoa. Like the conversations we have, she's just like, I like being fucked in the ass. I like it. Give it to me, baby. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God. Because, you know, that's not something I'm terribly fond of. And so she's like, you got to try it. Harder. Yeah. And I'm like, well, what do you... Oh, God. I'm like, it's disgusting. No. Janique, will you tell us a little bit about your experience?
No.
No, you don't, you don't have to. But so obviously you discovered anal sex pretty early.
Yeah. Well, actually, I've found that most women don't really enjoy it.
Right.
And I really genuinely do. So I've thought about maybe like offering classes or... You know, some type
of how
coaching
to stimulate
session. Yeah. Because
life coaching
really
on ass
be enjoyable.
Yeah.
Wow. I never knew you thought, so, you were thinking of doing the classes.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Have you tossed a salad before? I mean, I need to know that. Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Okay. So the fascination with the asshole is not only yours, but the man's as well.
Sure. I mean, I'm not afraid to reciprocate. That's fine.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? You can't pay me enough to do this. Especially on a fucking hairy man. My God, man. Okay, all right, Janique, we get it. But no, I mean, it's experimenting. Look, and the thing is that we're all fucked up, okay? We all have our weird things that we do and that we like, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, so that's
I mean, it's
just
fine. An experience in life, you know? Everybody might as well try it once.
Yeah, I suppose.
Twice, three times.
Yeah. I've tried it once, never liked it. I'm not a big fan
really?
At all. No.
Having your ass fucked?
Oh, okay. That's what I liked. Being the bottom,
Sam.
I liked. Yeah.
These things I didn't know about you.
Yeah. So I tried it once. Didn't like it at all. You know, it's just not, I love the vagina too much, you know. And
oh, what a good
yeah.
man.
And the ass, yeah, I mean, the ass is not an attractive place for me. I don't know. I try to stay. Yeah, in fact, every time I have to take a shit, I hate it, you know. It's just, yeah, I hate the whole thing.
Are you one of these people that has to go take a crap every day in the same spot?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can't do it like outside my house.
Yeah. That's
Forget
what
about
I mean.
It. Yeah.
So what do you do if you just feel the
I'm
urge?
I'm very regular. No, I'm very regular every morning. The moment I drink, yeah, the moment I drink my coffee, the caffeine goes to work.
Oh, great.
And that's it. It gets all the system moving. And yeah, so I'm light on my feet all day.
Perfect. Perfect. I saw a skip in your step. As
yeah,
you
there
in
you
this
go.
Now this one, she's like the that way about coffee and sex. I mean, she can't really function every morning without it. She's actually been a little bit depressed not having...
Yeah, I was just telling Suze this morning, you know, that I'm used to waking up and kind of having a little...
With a hard cock.
You like morning sex and stuff?
Yeah, I do, I do.
Really?
And
she likes morning, afternoon, and evening.
Lately, and so that's fine.
Yeah.
But she's here with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
She doesn't like making out with me, so what can I do?
Well... We're going to get to that, I'm sure. Are you going to be here tomorrow too, Jenny?
In the show?
In the show.
Sure, why not? Good, I'd love course. To be. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to be here as long as you're here in LA. So, yeah, because we've got so much to still find out about the nature of the relationship between you two. You know? I don't see our guest yet, so I'm just waiting to take a break for when she comes in. We'll set her up. But...
I'm curious to know who this mystery guest is.
Well, it's not a mystery guest, but you know what I found? That when I don't tell you about it, it's sort of like you... it's cool to find out, you know, as soon as they come in, what's going on. But if you want to know, I will let you know in advance.
No,
okay?
No, it's
Except,
okay.
You know what? The thing is, I'm covering for the fact that I don't fucking remember. But,
oh, no!
Good
sneaky.
Work, good work.
Sneaky Sam.
Yeah. I've got people calling me on my cell, you know. I don't understand this, you know. People know I have a show, and they
From
call me on
11.
My cell. Yeah. Sometimes it's like right at 9 o'clock they call me. Like,
it's like, hello,
okay,
common
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, let's have everybody wait until I answer my phone and talk to you.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe they call during that time because they really just want to leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
They don't actually want to speak to you directly.
That's
what
true.
What are you trying to say? That
That's
people
true.
Don't want to speak to them?
No, I mean...
Because someone called me at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, who's calling it at that time? But I figured, you're probably right, that's the time they had to call, and they just figured you'd get the message. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. You have a pierced nose, right?
I do.
Yeah?
Yes, I
do. You
am.
Like that? I mean,
I
what's
do.
Behind this? It looks like a fucking booger or something. You know, you know?
No, it doesn't. It looks
cute. I never liked those nose piercings.
Well, actually, yeah, there's a part that sticks down in the nose, and you right. kind of have to make sure it's all
it's
cleaned
really
out
annoying.
And everything.
Boogers but, get stuck to it.
Really?
I just got it in December.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Really?
I just kind of like that when I look at myself in the mirror, that extra sparkle on my face.
Really?
And, yeah.
Wow.
Susie actually had it done
yeah.
on her 26th birthday. She was visiting me in Denver, mm-hmm. and we went into a piercing shop, and she's like, I really like your nose ring. I think I'm going to go get one.
Yeah.
So Aww. We walk in, and she's like, yes, I'm going to get my nose pierced. It's my birthday. We'd had a couple drinks. You know, it was great.
No.
She sits down in the chair.
Oops.
And it's this really cute girl that's the piercer.
She had these weird piercings all over her wrists and her arms. Oh. I was really creeped out.
Right, like through the cartilage in
ew,
her forearm.
Ew, ew.
It was bizarre.
Wow.
It was way bizarre.
So, but Susie is squealing the whole time. Yeah. Everybody from the rest of the parlor is rushing to the back wondering what's going on. You know, are
people,
they hurting her?
People
what's
stopped
going
getting
on?
Tattoos. Like the tattoo artist like actually stopped drilling like the needles into people's arms. And everyone came rushing back to make sure I was okay. Because wow. when they shoved that needle through my nose, I screamed like a little fucking girl.
Bloody murder.
Really?
Bloody murder. Oh, yeah. And I'm just like...
Well, but what did you expect it to
it
be?
It hurt.
Yeah, well, what
I
did you expect?
I don't know. I kind of like a little pain every now and then, but that really hurt.
Really?
You were kind of a wuss.
Hey.
Just a little bit. Why'd you take it out?
I didn't take it out. It fell out.
Oh, yes.
And it's still missing in my apartment. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Maybe
oh, well.
Franz has it.
He didn't like it, so maybe he took it out when I was sleeping.
Okay.
He was annoyed.
Do you have any piercings on your body right now?
I have a belly button piercing
really?
Right now that okay. I've had since I was 14.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Actually, my girlfriends and I, we had like a little party to get together. At first, yeah, the first time I was supposed to go and get a tattoo. And so we had our fake IDs made. And, you know, we had a break from Catholic school. So we put on, you know, adult outfits. And we put on FM boots. Do you know what those are?
Fuck me boots.
Fuck me boots,
right.
Yes. Okay. just making
I figured,
sure.
Yeah.
Fuck me boots.
I'm good. Know. Yeah, go ahead.
And red lipstick and made ourselves try and look 18, and we had our fake IDs. And then we were supposed to go get our tattoos done. But then my sister had overheard me talking to someone about it, and she called my dad and told my dad that what I was planning on doing. And then he called and said I'd be grounded for the rest of my life if I ever got a tattoo. So we ended up going to the tattoo parlor anyway and having our belly buttons done.
Wow.
So he didn't say no piercings.
But oh, I see. Okay.
So I've had that done forever. And then, yeah, I actually had a tongue piercing once upon a time when I was living in Colorado. I took it out to give Brandon a blowjob, and it closed up.
Really?
Yeah, in 5 minutes?
It closed up in 5 minutes.
No, I thought women do this so it'll enhance the blowjob, right?
It will. I'd only had it pierced for like 3 days, though.
Oh.
And my tongue was still so swollen sore. Like, I was having a hard time talking, and, you know, I just figured, I'm like, it's my boyfriend. I want to, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so I figured it would help alleviate the pain in my mouth.
Right.
And then it instantly just closed up.
Wow.
So, bye-bye tongue ring.
Yeah. You know, like this begs the question now. I mean, you keep talking about boyfriends and fiancés and all this. How many men do you think you've slept with in your life?
Oh.
Did you ever count?
That's a loaded question.
Oh.
Why is it loaded? I mean, she's, apparently, because I think every time she mentions a guy, it's a different guy. You know?
You're right. So you're absolutely right.
I can't keep up with this shit, man.
Oh, wow. Sam, I'm going to take the fifth on that one.
Okay. All right.
Let's just say
a lot, right?
I did keep a list for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, when did I stop keeping that list? Probably back in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
I lost the list.
Really?
But I do have a friend in Massachusetts. Actually, one of my other best friends, this guy Michael, and he has kept a list for me ever since.
Really?
Just because of the way I party so hard sometimes, mm-hmm. and that I don't really remember that much long term, shall we say. he has kept a list from the current. So maybe I could check with him and get back to you with the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. It's probably over 100, though, right?
Oh, I don't know.
No?
It's got to be close.
Really?
Ah!
Yeah, I mean, for like all your life. Wow, that's a lot for a woman. You know, I mean, men will do this, you know, it's like, because that's what we're supposed to do, find, you know, in nature, as many partners as possible.
Oh, that's an excuse.
That's an excuse to tell your wife.
And you females are supposed to find someone to take care of your offspring and of you and all that stuff, but that's bullshit.
Well, okay, actually...
But usually, normally, women do not have as many partners as men, I think, throughout
their
life.
Nowadays that is absolutely changing.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I have actually met a lot more men that are, you know, much more sensitive and just... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I actually tend to get a lot of like the really sensitive guys that haven't really been with too many women.
Mm.
I don't know why that is.
Where are these men?
Yeah.
Like Enska.
Because
I shouldn't be saying these names. Never mind. Oh no.
Okay. On that note, we're gonna take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
The ghost of Anne Frank tells the world, "Stop reading my diary." It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. The ghost of Anne Frank held a press conference today to say she's mortified that for 50 years, millions of people have been reading her diary.
Now, everybody knows about my first kiss, my huge crush on the boy upstairs, my first period, everything!
Frank strongly urged book readers of the world to put her diary back where they found it. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk, right here on LA Talk Radio.
We'll be right back. LA Talk Radio.
Trying to figure out how you can talk to the two best hosts in internet radio history? Simple. Pick up your phone and dial 818-602-4498. Once again, here's your hosts, Sam and Susie.
Okay, so we're back on what is it that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, well, we started. Janique brought up before my taxidermist.
Right.
Well, first, do you want to know why I have a taxidermist?
No.
No.
No, I do. Go ahead.
Well, I started going hunting in Zimbabwe for 2 years. I went each time for a month. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if you look at my apartment right now, I've got a zebra skin rug on my floor that I shot.
Really?
Yeah, and I have a Impala chest mount, and it's not a car. Everyone's always like a Chevy Impala, and I'm like, no, it's like a deer, antelope kind of thing. And then right before I moved to California, when I was still living in Massachusetts, right before I was about to drive out, I had my wildebeest that I needed to have stuffed or mounted, if you will. Uh-huh. So I drive up to my taxidermist in upstate New York, and he is so hot, and I've had a crush on him forever, absolutely forever. But, you know, he's an older man, like, you know, 45-ish, like older than me, you know. And but he lives by himself, like kind of up in the middle of nowhere in the wilderness. And he's never had a girlfriend. He's never had a wife. And he doesn't know how hot he is. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, his name's Frank, okay? So all of a sudden I go up there as I'm about to drive cross-country so I could drop off my wildebeest. Mm-hmm. And I drop it off, and he says, you know what, since you're moving across country and I'm not going to see you anymore, he's like, how about I take you out for dinner? And I'm like, okay, yeah, let's go out to dinner. This will be great. So we go out to dinner, and, you know, margarita, 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 woo! You know, one tequila, two tequila, hit the floor. So anyway, we go back. So we start making out in his Hummer, and he's telling me, he's like, oh, my God, Susie, I've never been in love before. You know, he doesn't know what love is, the poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, you said he's never had a girlfriend.
He's never had a girlfriend his whole life, never had a wife or anything.
Had he ever got laid?
I don't know. Oh. I really don't know. But if anyone else he did, you know, I feel awfully bad for.
Really?
Well,
couldn't you tell by his kiss and stuff if he was experienced or not?
No, the kiss was wonderful and nice, and it started off really, really, really well. And I told you before, I've been very attracted to this man. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of funny because I met him through my mom, through my mom's church. Mm-hmm. And that was a weird connection, the mom connection thing. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, so we start making out, and the next thing you know, we're in his Hummer, and he pulls out his dick. And I'm telling you, I thought it was an elephant trunk. The thing was fucking huge.
Really?
And I mean, I have seen all shapes and sizes in my life, but whoa, oh my God.
Really?
So anyway, I'm just like, how is this going to work? It's not going to fit. It's like having a baby. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So anyway, we end up having sex like in his car, like in the Hummer.
Right.
And I don't know if you've ever been mounted by a taxidermist or stuffed by a taxidermist.
No, I haven't.
But they like to mount and they like to stuff, and they do it quite well. You know, you've got the full mount, you've got the partial mount, you've got all different kinds of things. Yeah. So anyway, we make it back to his place, and there are all these, like, dead stuffed animals around. So while I'm looking at all the things that he's stuffed, he's stuffing me, and it's just like, oh my God. But seriously, Janique, what did I tell you? Like, I had to call my sister afterward when I was driving back to my house. I was like, oh my God, Mimi, like, I don't think I can walk again. Like, people are going to be able to know that this, like, trunk... This massive, massive trunk. Janique, what did I tell you about it?
I think you told me that you were like split in two, that you couldn't really walk, and you were really struggling to get around for like the next week.
And that I could never have sex, like I don't think I'd ever be able to have sex again.
Wow.
Ever, yeah. It was pretty awful.
Wow. Wait a minute. So, but you did have sex. Was it pleasurable?
No, it was too big.
Yeah. So you had to constantly be conscious of it, and you probably couldn't enjoy yourself.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't at all. Yeah. So it was a good thing I'd had all those tequilas.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing, is that a lot of men think that women want, like, really huge cocks.
Right.
And I don't think that's that, you know? I mean, if you have enough girth and stuff, you know, and decent length, I think that should do the job.
Well, Janique made a comment yesterday. She's like, is that a glass dildo on your kitchen table? And I was like, why, yes, of course it is. She's like, it's not very big. It's like, but it does the trick. It's nice and ribbed. It's got a good head on it. Good tip, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you didn't think it was big enough? Not for you?
I don't know. It just... Didn't strike me as large enough.
Well, I would like to see Hal and Paul's then.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, I love it when the little Midwest good girl in you comes out.
I know.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Yeah, I know. She looks like so innocent, you know? And then,
and she then, was for so long.
And then she's
long.
Into fucking anal sex, you know? And neither one of us is, so.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
Wow. So, amazing. So,
I hope your parents aren't listening.
They're not. Yeah.
So, I mean, I definitely want to know about this Africa trip because this is amazing, but we're going to probably have to have a whole show on that.
Yeah,
I'm sure,
that would definitely have to be a whole show.
So, yeah, because it sounds fascinating.
Oh, it's does. Quite fascinating.
Yeah. Janique, where have you traveled? Have you been outside the country?
I have. I've been to Europe and Canada. That's about it.
Really?
In Europe? Norway, Denmark,
nice.
France.
Wow.
And I just got back from the Czech Republic about 2 months ago.
Really?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Prague is incredible.
That's what I hear.
Just the architecture and the people and the partying, and it was a wonderful time.
Yeah. So that's cool. So you were in Czechoslovakia. Where else did you say you were?
In Norway.
In Norway, that's right. Scandinavia and
stuff. Yeah, I have family in Norway.
Oh, really?
So went back to the old fjord where my great grandmother had come, over from. Uh-huh. To New York and
awesome.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Wow, that's cool. I love Scandinavia, I mean, from a young age, I used to be a pen pal with this girl in Denmark or something.
Aww.
I was like 15, so then I totally got fascinated by this country. So we went with my family. We took a trip and stuff. We went there. And, you can imagine at 15, you've seen all this sexuality all over the place. Because
right.
They're like so open,
Were you in Copenhagen?
Yeah, in Copenhagen, yeah. And, that's another thing is we'd go in the parks and on a sunny day, everybody was topless, So, as a kid, I was fascinated by that.
Wow. Danish women are incredibly beautiful.
Oh, fuck, man.
With cat eyes and...
Yeah,
beautiful.
Blonde hair, beautiful,
You kind of have that look going on.
Norwegian, more so.
She looks totally Scandinavian. You could pass easily. Yeah.
Or I've always thought she kind of looks like the Swiss Miss girl. I've always wanted to put little braided things around her ears.
Like Princess Leia.
Totally.
Oh, wow. And any other places that you've been?
No, I haven't really traveled that much outside of the U.S.
Yeah. Well, you've been pretty busy with school and stuff.
Yes, I have. Yeah. I have.
She's terribly focused sometimes.
Yeah. Focused on being unfocused at the moment.
Hey, you're visiting the most unfocused person in the world.
No. But I wanted to ask you, Susie, how many places have you been to, you think?
Let's see. I spent a summer between Rome, Venice, Paris, and London once upon a time. And then my sister and I went and spent some time in Spain and Portugal, which was quite lovely. Mm. And then I had a boyfriend in England for a long time, and that was an expensive relationship going back and forth.
Yeah.
And then I also had a boyfriend in Canada, so I spent a lot of time up there. I still spend a lot of time up there. I love Canada so much. The place is just so beautiful.
It
the people
is.
Are amazing.
It really is. It really is.
And I really like the way they say
A.
You know, they just add that to the end of everything, and it just fits. It's like, oh, you want to go ride bikes, eh? Oh, okay. You want to grab a drink, eh? Okay, sure.
Yeah, sure, we'll go.
You want to have sex, eh? Oh, okay, eh. You just you go back and forth, and you have a lot of A's, and hey.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just have a feeling that every guy you meet is a boyfriend for you, right?
I don't know. I feel like I've kind of slowed down in my old age.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have.
Like, they're lasting a little bit longer.
They
longer
are.
Between.
A little bit more serious.
Definitely. Well, when you're living with someone, it kind of gets more serious, and it gets a little bit harder to, split up at the time. But I think I'm going to have to start another long-distance one.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just, it works out better for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have my own space. I can do my own thing. Yeah. But I don't know. Now that I've got this radio show, I don't think anyone wants to be my boyfriend because I don't think they want their life plastered all over the air. And I won't be able to keep my mouth
shut.
Yeah, and
find out what a slut they get involved in.
Hey! I consider myself just experienced.
Yes, there you go. Experienced and experimental. Yes.
Very experimental.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, no... All right, I'm not having a boyfriend ever again now.
Okay.
Now I'll have to be a lesbian.
Yeah, okay. All
going
right,
back
so
to
speaking
that,
of that, yeah, so speaking of that, that's one thing I wanted to ask. So Well, there's some things I want to ask you as well, but I just wanted to know, as far as Janique is concerned, so you guys met at college, right?
Right.
And so what, like in class or something you guys met?
No, it was a mutual friend of ours. She lived in my dorm, and Susie befriended her.
How? Through Ben.
Through Ben.
Yeah.
Right. Through the boyfriend that I was interested in.
That didn't shower.
Right. Right. That didn't shower.
Right.
So, actually, the mutual friend that we met through, Miriam, when she found out that Susie was a lesbian, she really debated her sexuality, and she was like, oh my gosh, you know, who is this Susie? Should I hook up with her? I don't know, you know? She was really kind of confused by the whole thing, but yeah.
Now,
Susie and I
let me ask you this, I'm sorry, but Susie, were you considering yourself a lesbian at the time?
No, I had just gotten out of the boarding school, the whole situation, and I had actually, just for the first time, just started sleeping with men. Mm-hmm. I had for the first time that summer. And then after that, when I got to college, I actually kind of, you know, I wasn't even having sex at that point with guys or girls for the most part.
Yeah.
Ben and I never slept together. He, you know.
Didn't shower.
He didn't shower. Therefore, you know, he wasn't really all that.
So while you were in school and you started experimenting with the girls and stuff, did you consider yourself a lesbian at the time?
No. I think on my audition or my tryout show to be the co-host, I told you I called myself a lug, a lesbian.
Right, that's right. Until graduation.
A lesbian until graduation.
Right.
So I always knew I was interested in boys, but at the time it was just like you're involved in this environment where it's all girls and it's just very nurturing, and then you know we all smoked pot and like got drunk on occasion, and then we would just have like these little orgy parties, right, and everyone would make out with everyone else, and
oh,
like
fuck, man, what I wouldn't I'd give my left testicle to see that. I'm telling you, to sit in on one of
there was like some heavy petting going on, but it was funny. At this one time, I remember I had like maybe five girls in my room, and my dorm room was right next to the house parent, and right next to their bedroom, so like their wall was right next to my wall. And they could kind of hear everything. And so we were all just like really experimenting with each other and like, you know, sucking each other's necks and leaving little hickeys all over each other.
Wow.
To the point that we woke up the next day and we're all like, oh shit, we have to go sign in for breakfast. And like, you know, we've got hickeys on our necks and like, they've obviously heard us moaning all night.
Wow.
so we had quick, Becky was one of the artists, and she actually drew little tattoos of like butterflies and things over all of the marks we had on our bodies.
That's a good idea.
We had a snail. I had a snail on my neck with like a little like slime trail, you know, of like pen marks, like covering everything up. I wish I had actually thought about that when I was 14 and I was allowed to go to this party on New Year's Eve. My mom was like, I'll let you go, you know, but you must be back at like midnight. I'm like, Mom, it's a New Year's Eve party. I'm like, come on, let me go. She's like, no, that boyfriend of yours, you know, because I had just started like dating this guy that was older than me, and he was one of my sister's friends. But so I come home, and I was so scared. I didn't drink or anything at the time because I didn't want my mom to find out. But I come home, and I've got this huge hickey on my neck.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, my God. She's like, Suzanne. And my poor stepfather was like, have an aspirin for the hangover.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not hungover. I was too scared to even drink. I just have a hickey. But my mother was just mortified.
That's yeah. I mean, God, all those hickeys and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. To this day, I hate them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't like them.
They look so trashy.
They're disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. They really are.
No, kids
I'll,
like
I'll
to
give
do
you
it,
one later.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Kids like to do it to show that they're involved in stuff, but yeah.
It just looks trashy.
Yeah, it does. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break because we have our guest in the studio. A little late, but you're here, and that's important. And we'll be back right after this.
Alzheimer's victims demand a cure for pancakes. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Alzheimer's sufferers marched randomly throughout the nation today, demanding that Congress find a cure for pancakes, the nation's third leading breakfast food. A spokesperson for the group, who identified himself variously as Dr. James Lustig, Brian Boitano, and Sacco the Happy Turtle, had this to say.
I'm sitting in pee. Why am I sitting in pee?
Pancakes are consumed by approximately 40 million Americans each morning. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Investigation, it paid off. My devotion, not enough. Leaving everything behind, seeing what you got in mind, and now you're somewhat beautiful to me.
Beautiful to me.
You know know I'm not in love, but out of time. Almost out of time, and I'm jaded, but I made it home. Yeah, I'm wasted. Now you know I hate it when you wear me out. Now I blame it all on you bringing me down. Another question comes to life, a conversation built on lies. Another reason for my pain. That's why I send you on your way. You are not so beautiful to me. You know I'm not in love, but out of time. Almost out of time, and I'm jaded.
Morning show on internet radio. It's Sam and Susie in the morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
It's Sam and Susie in the morning on LA Talk Radio.
Well, I guess that's us. The music's waiting for us to come back. Okay, and of course, we have Susie's friend here, Janique.
Hello.
And we have our guest in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And what is your name?
My name is Jazeera.
Jazeera?
Yes.
Wow. And I mean, you're very beautiful. You're striking, right?
Yes.
Isn't she though?
Very stunning.
Yeah, very beautiful. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Kazakhstan.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Because you seem kind of Asian, but I guess Kazakhstan is near, right? It's an Asian.
People in Kazakhstan, they look Asian.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so this was part of the Soviet Union at one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were born after, no, I mean, you're not that young, right? I mean, you were born when the...
She's 22.
What?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'm so good.
Really? Wow. Wow. So let me do the math. Blah, 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 blah. No, you're fine. Okay. So, and when did you come out here?
I came here 3 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you know a word of English when you came?
A little bit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because she has kind of a Russian accent, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I speak Russian.
Do you really?
People in Kazakhstan, they speak Russian.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. That's true. It shows you how little we know about this. All I know about Kazakhstan is Borat and stuff, you know.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, it's not accurate.
I've still never even seen
but
that.
But he put him on the map, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to have to see that movie. I've never seen it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. It's funny. You got to see that movie. It's crazy.
No.
No, you don't?
No.
You don't.
I mean, at the beginning it was funny, but then when we get to the scene in the hotel.
Oh, yeah, the hotel.
That was disgusting.
It was disgusting with a fat guy with his ass in his face, yeah.
And that wasn't funny anymore.
No. So you came here 3 years ago, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And did you come by yourself?
Yes.
Wow.
All by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, were you scared?
No, I was excited.
Oh, my. Did you know anyone here?
No.
Did you have any place to live?
No, it's just dormitory.
Dormitory.
Oh, so you came for school?
Yes.
Oh,
okay,
nice.
Okay, that's better.
Nice.
That's not so scary.
Yeah. What school did you go to?
UCLA Extension.
Oh, UCLA Extension. Cool. Mm-hmm. And what are you taking?
Like, first year I studied English, and then 2 years I dedicated myself to acting.
Acting?
Yes.
Ah. Wow. And probably modeling too, right? Are you a model?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. one of the most beautiful women we've had in here, I got to tell you.
Yeah,
I
mean, she's gorgeous. Stunning.
Yeah, she's got, let me describe, she's got this exotic Asian look, very slim, beautiful.
But bigger breasts than like most Asian women.
Yeah? Well, I've been afraid to look at them, but I don't.
Sorry, I hope you don't mind.
You're too nice.
I check it out. Hey, well, you know, you got to say what you see.
Yeah. Well, but they're just proportional.
Very perky, you know. Yeah. I feel very uplifted looking at them.
Yeah. So, yeah,
it's nice and bright and sunny in here, you know, whatever.
Let me tell you, I'm thinking a whole lot differently about Kazakhstan now, let me tell you. A great place.
I know, is it nice export. This time of year?
Yeah. So how did you choose to come to Los Angeles out of all places in the world?
The weather is nice.
Yes, the weather is nice.
And I just love America and the spirit of freedom.
Yeah, had you been here before on a visit or
no.
something? Wow, so how did you know the weather was nice?
Because I felt it.
Really?
Well, wait. Back to her spirit of freedom and liking that. Then you should have gone to New York where you can really be free and be topless. I just realized that maybe I'm going to go back to New York. I don't know. This is bullshit.
It is cold. This is the only problem.
It does get a little cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
I
true.
Love ocean.
There's an ocean in New York.
Yeah, it's not the same, though. It's not the same.
All right.
Although they say on the Hamptons and stuff, it's pretty nice.
Oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful over there.
Yeah.
Quite nice.
Yeah. So, I don't know what to say. I'm stunned from this beauty.
Well, what kind of acting are you doing? Are you currently doing some work?
No, I just finished my school.
Oh, cool.
And I'm working on my accent.
Yeah, well...
I think it's kind of sexy and demure.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? When you have an accent like I do, you become very self-conscious of it.
Really?
Yeah, because you kind of want to feel like you belong where you are. You want to assimilate. And especially when I was young, I was 16 years old when I came here. And I really didn't want people to know that I'm different.
You
know? And so I was like under a lot of pressure to talk like everybody else and stuff.
But the only people that should be embarrassed about their accents are Southerners. They just sound so dumb.
Yeah, but you see, now I'm realizing what people have been telling me, because we had a dialect expert here, a person that teaches like all the movie stars how to speak in certain accents.
Cool.
And it was very interesting. And I called in to the show, and it was someone else's show, and I called in and I asked him, I said, what can you do with me, you know, I mean? And he says, well, why do you want to use me? And I said, because I've been trying to get rid of my accent for 32 years. And he says, why do you want to? And I said, because I want to be like everybody else.
Aww.
And he's like, there's 300 million people in this country that all speak the same, and that you sound unique, you know, and why would you want to change it?
Absolutely.
You know, especially on radio.
Right.
And I said, you know, but I can't do like voiceovers and stuff, or if I want to do some acting. But the point is, I don't want to do acting, and I'm probably never going to do voiceovers. So who cares?
I really like your voice. I find it it's very soothing, and you know, it kind of puts people at ease.
I think,
which is nice because considering you have a lot of guests that come in.
Yeah. You don't think it's the accent though gets in the way?
No,
sometimes?
No.
Because sometimes I feel it gets thicker, you know, and I don't know. But yesterday, somebody told me, who I'd never met before, that. I sound like I'm from New York or something, you know, and I've gotten that before. So
well, that's not always the best thing.
No, it's not.
You don't want to sound like your friend. Oh my God, can I get a cup of coffee? I was shopping on Rodeo Drive. Oh my God, got the best pair of channel sunglasses.
So let me ask you this, Jazeera: were you going to high school before you came here?
Actually, I finished my university. Majoring in business administration.
In Kazakhstan?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't like it.
No?
At all.
Didn't like business. You don't seem like someone who'd go into business and stuff.
I mean, actually, it was interesting to study. Right. But
she would look great in a skirt suit.
Yeah, but not sitting in an office for 9 days.
It's very boring. I mean, I can't imagine my life sitting like in an office in front of the computer from 9 to 5.
Yes. Oh, honey, I know.
And that's what most people do. You walk in the hallways here, and that's exactly what people do. And I can't imagine doing that ever again. I used to do that myself. Spend 9 hours in front of a computer in an office with no windows.
No.
You're absolutely right.
Torture.
It's boring. You could die. And you seem to be more like the creative type for me, you know. I mean, it's like, doesn't she seem like she's...
What are you projecting?
Well, no, I mean, she seems like she would be in modeling and in acting and stuff like that.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah.
Don't try and apply anything. So you learned business and you didn't really like that. So you came here.
And in the same time, I was working as a dancer.
Mm. What kind of dancer?
A hip-hop dancer.
Oh, okay.
Hip-hop dancer? Wow.
And I've seen amazing world of entertainment industry of Kazakhstan.
Yeah. Ah. Uh-oh.
And I realized it's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't matter what exactly, just be in show business.
There you go. And you figured LA is the best place to do it.
Yes.
We should have a dance-off in here. Janique's an amazing dancer as well.
Really?
I know.
Okay, well, let's put on some music and we can dance. You want to do that?
We have to get some good... Unts.
Yeah, well, we can find something, I'm sure. But, yeah, I'm not going to... I'm not going to create a zoo out of this place.
I think it's too late.
Yeah.
You don't know what you've gotten yourself into.
Yeah. So you came here and you stayed at the dorm, right? Are you done with school now or are you still going to school?
I'm done with school.
Right. And what did you learn here in school? Business also?
No, acting.
Oh, acting. That's right. You see, I'm not fucking paying attention. Sorry. There's too many things going on at the same time.
Do you have a boyfriend?
It's complicated.
This is good, the best answer. Good answer. Yeah. That's the best answer. Yeah. All right, give it to us.
It shows you she's been on Facebook already, because that's one of the options, right?
Yes. It's very hard to find in LA people, like a real man.
It's hard to find a real man in LA. I know.
Listen to her. She's been through half of them already.
I know, geez. Why do you think I move around so much?
So it's been hard for you to find. Have you looked for people also from Kazakhstan? Maybe
No.
She's like, are you kidding?
Like, if I want to be with Kazakhstani people, I would stay in Kazakhstan.
That's right. She'd go back. Why do you think I'm here, right?
Look at her face when she said no. It's priceless. She's like, no.
Yeah, no.
Hell no.
No, I just don't like the culture of the Kazakhstani people.
Now, how do the men over there treat the women? Are they...
Like, usually woman, she's supposed to stay at home, take care of husband.
Right.
Bullshit.
So it's the old-fashioned way, yeah. It's the old-fashioned way, yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's allowed to have four wives.
How many?
Four wives.
What, can a wife have four husbands?
No.
Again, bullshit.
Yes, I know. I don't think it's normal.
Yeah, you see, that's why you should be so grateful you live here in this country.
I'm moving to Utah.
So four wives, wow. And do most of them have four wives?
No, only who can afford.
Oh, you need to afford it. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, how did they come up with the number four?
It's according to Muslim religion.
Oh, I see.
It's written in the Quran that you can have
four wives, yeah. And I wonder who wrote that Quran, right?
Yeah.
A man that Muhammad? Wanted a lot of women, yeah?
No, think? Actually, it was back in the years.
Like yes, ago. In ancient times, right.
Long time ago.
When men, they went to the war.
Right.
And so most of them were killed. So there was a lot of women and
left.
A few men.
Yeah, I see.
Oh,
okay.
That makes sense now.
Yeah.
And they didn't mind the girls.
No, I wouldn't mind it at all. In fact, if I was a president, I'd start a war, have the people die. That'd be great for men.
Sam, that's awful.
Have four wives, my God, I'd go for that. But at any rate...
But now women are in the military too, so you know what I mean? We should even the score, and we should be able to have four hubbies.
There you go. Yeah, but why do you need a husband? I mean, you've got them all over the place. You know?
Already have four anyway.
Yeah, exactly. 104.
No, I'm telling you, like the men in Los Angeles, I just don't know about them.
Why? Well, yeah, what is it, Jazeera? What is it with the men in LA that you don't like?
I think it's people in general. It's very hard to establish connection and be really friends.
Right.
Like everybody nice. But at the end of the day, they go home, they don't care.
Right. Not much of a social life here, right?
Yes.
Especially to what you're accustomed to. Because I know from these places, people are very close. Mm-hmm. Families, villages, right? Things like that. Did you live in a village or in a big city?
In a big city.
In a big city. Oh, okay. So it's not like Borat or anything. I mean, you can...
no. I've got to see this movie.
Yeah, you got to see it. It's funny. But I'm sure it's nothing like where she came from. It's just all
honestly,
bullshit, you know?
If you go, like, in some villages, you can find...
You can find that. Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know what that is. What is that? What was that look?
That people live like in villages, and he's like he sleeps with his sister.
No. Yeah. It's really like unnormal in Kazakhstan.
Really?
Because people are very religious, and the women, they are very self-conscious.
Yeah, so it doesn't happen much.
Mm-mm.
No.
Why are women
but
self-conscious?
In the movie, yeah.
Because men think that the woman should be self-conscious and shy.
Oh, I see.
And submissive.
Okay. Submissive, that's right.
I don't mind that.
So she doesn't, yeah. she wants that.
I'm sorry.
You're corrupting all our guests here. You
no,
know? Nobody's
going
to want to come in here.
They're gonna, we're gonna, yes, they are. Am I embarrassing you?
No, not at all.
See, she loves it.
I just don't know the translation of submissive.
Oh, submissive is someone who wants to be controlled, you know?
Yeah, I think everybody wants to be controlled.
You think?
Of course.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
Like, everybody wants... they don't want to be responsible for their life, and they want somebody to tell them what to do and
that's
what is
true.
Right.
That sounds good, yeah. But I don't know. I see that most people want to actually be in control. I mean, or maybe it's just me hanging out a lot of control freaks.
I don't know. I kind of understand where you're coming from. Well, my sister, for example, like from the time she was born, everyone was kind of like, oh, you know, you're going to go to Notre Dame and you're going to be a doctor. And so it was kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. And she's like, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to go to Notre Dame. And, you know, now she's a doctor. With me, no one ever told me, like, what to do or what I should be doing. And so for the longest time, I'm just kind of, like, trying out new things, doing this and doing that. And I've always wished that someone would, like, just tell me what to do, or that someone would make certain decisions for me, because sometimes, you know, life gets, like, way too stressful. And you're, like, even at a restaurant I'll go to, there's so many choices. And I'm like, fuck, I'm like, I don't know what I want, one of everything. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I'll, like, tell the waiter, I'm like, just please pick something for me. I don't care what it is. Surprise me. And they always stand there and look at me, and they're like, really, lady? Like, you know, like, well, what if you don't like it? I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, I will like it. Please just give me something. Make the decision for me. And I just find myself doing that a lot in life. You know, I go through life opening a lot of doors. Then I have a very hard time, like, picking one to actually walk through and commit to it.
Yeah.
And it has to do with a lot of control issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, Jazeera, where do you go to find men? I mean, where do you find all these men that are not great?
Actually, you know, I meet men every day.
I'm sure. People must be picking you up like crazy, huh?
But it's all the same.
It's all the same.
And it's just hard to explain, but I mean...
They just want sex
so
and you're looking...
They're so predictable.
Yeah, yes. And you're looking for a connection, right? With someone.
No, actually, it's very easy to establish connection. Right. And not everybody wants to... Actually, deep down, everybody wants to be loved.
Yes.
And...
yeah. Except for Susie, she doesn't care.
Oh no, I like to be loved.
Yeah, go on.
But they don't want to be responsible for their own lives.
Oh, I see, okay.
Mm. I mean, if you date somebody, they think, okay, you are my life, and they start calling you every day, and they want to share, and they think that you need to spend time all together.
All the time together, yes.
And everybody is like that.
Yeah.
Because they feel lonely and they want to find somebody and stick to somebody.
Yeah, and they want to own you in a way,
yes.
Right? Yeah. And I think it's also because LA is really hard with social life. Everybody that lives here will tell you the same thing, you know. I don't know if it's because the city is so spread out that people are not close. Mm. There's not a lot of places to walk and things like this. So people kind of like become weird around people, you know. And it's really, really strange, but I hear this all the time. And that is a problem. It's not only you, you know, so don't feel like you're doing something wrong. It is LA like this, you know. People are like on their own for the most part.
But they are good at networking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This girl is funny, I'm telling you. She's already figured us out completely. Yeah, so where do you... well, obviously, so men try to pick you up all the time, but where... do you go to maybe try and find someone nice? Do you go online or?
No. No, I don't need to find somebody else.
You don't need to find.
Every time I go out and I meet men, but I mean, I'm waiting. I don't know. Actually, you know, I'm very happy by myself. I'm really happy.
Really?
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel you need any man
to help
you.
Yeah, no, I don't need, really. I don't need.
We need to take some lessons from this, this lady.
I know.
Yeah.
From this chick.
Yeah. Well, she knows what she wants, you know? I mean, yeah. you really seem like, I mean, she really seems to, like, be smart, you know? I mean,
very grounded.
Yeah, very smart. So you know, when was the last time you had a relationship?
It was complicated.
Oh, it was complicated. That's right. That's a good way.
We like complications. Give us more.
She just wants to make the subject go away. So she says it's complicated. That's cool.
Why is he? Is he back home?
No, he lives here. It's, you know, I live in a moment. Mm. When I with a person, I give my 100%. Then comes another moment. And I don't feel like I need to stick to the past or to some people because life is too short. Right.
I agree wholeheartedly. What?
Okay, go
ahead. This lady's deep.
And they think that I was not sincere with them or something like that. But I just want to enjoy my life.
Yeah. You're independent, obviously.
So she's a man-eater, too.
Yeah. Well, she... no comparison, okay? But, I think there's a point there. You know, I mean, you're comfortable in your own skin. Mm-hmm. You don't feel you need to depend on... Yeah, she seems very independent, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, coming from Kazakhstan, that's why I'm thinking in a place where they really, the women are subservient and submissive, for you to come out and so beautiful and independent is
actually
different.
I was very submissive.
I'm sure, yeah.
It's just then I got my heart broken. And then, actually, you know, I realized that it wasn't his fault. It's just life, this is the way life it is.
Yes.
So if I don't want to be in this position again, so I choose to live like that, and I'm very happy.
Yeah.
She's very wise.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so where do you live now? What part of town do you live in?
In Santa Monica.
Oh, Santa Monica.
I'm over in Venice. We should be friends.
Yeah, there you go. You see, all the girls know exactly where to go live, I'm telling you. Santa Monica, Brentwood, Venice. These are the best
you
places
need a roommate?
In LA. Yeah, she's whoring herself
I'm looking for a new place.
Yeah, so what's in store? I mean, do you go to auditions and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, like, people can, like, really find great parts for you, right? Because, I mean, you're unique. You're special. You're different.
Actually, I've been thinking about it. For me, I can play only international students or spies. Like, I like the idea of being spy. But it's not very...
But it's not true. That's not the only things you can do. You can do so many different things. You know, I mean, they have a lot of dramas,
boys,
you know, with
girls.
Yeah, with Asian women and stuff like that. I think it could...
Even, like, with Asian, they are looking somebody with Asian accent.
Accent, okay.
Ah.
Yeah. So you look Asian, but you speak like a Russian.
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's right. A spy would be good.
A spy would be way good.
That's perfect.
She would be an amazing spy.
Yeah. But you're right. So that could get in the way and stuff. You know what? I'll give you the name of this man. Okay, he's like perfect. If you want an American accent, he'll give it to you. Now, I don't know.
Don't worry about doing her pretty accent.
No, because she can get other roles.
Aww.
I mean, that's the thing. That's why she's probably concerned with it, right?
Yes.
So you can get other roles, yeah. And, no, believe me. You haven't.
She'll still have her accent, though?
Yeah, I think you can switch. Yeah, people can switch because you never really lose your original accent, you know.
Okay,
so,
just checking.
But, yeah, like if you look at people like Charlize Theron, for example, right? Mm. Not only English is not even her second language. I mean, her first language, she's Afrikaans from South Africa. But so she speaks English like a South African, but you see her in the movies and she sounds American.
Yep.
So she's one of the people that went to this guy, and he does everybody.
Really?
So, yeah, his name is Robert Easton, and I'm fascinated to go. I just think it's expensive, but maybe, I don't know what kind of a deal he can work for you, but this is definitely the guy to go to. You know, so I'll tell you where his website is, and you can go and
great.
But yeah, it'll open up so many doors for you. You know, and it's just I think it's a lot of work, though. You know, you have to learn. you have to learn all the idiosyncrasies of the English language, you know, and how things are spoken and stuff, you know. So, yeah, you know, it's like you're, like you have a very heavy L right now, right, because of the Russian accent. But American is not quite as heavy, you know. So things like that. I mean, he explained some fascinating
things. It's got to be so hard, like, at this age, because I know the way the brain works. Like, if you're actually not exposed to a certain language by a certain age, I forget what it is, whether it's, like, you know, 8 or 10, mm-hmm. Like, your brain actually, there's a process called synaptic pruning. And so if your brain does not, if your ears don't hear any of these sounds, your ability to actually speak them kind of disappears, like, bit by bit.
Wow.
That's why it's very, very, very important for children to learn languages at a very early age.
Right.
And the more sounds that they hear and the more languages that they're exposed to, you know, the more apt they're going to be to speak these languages later on in life.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so difficult for people to even learn a language at a later age or when they're an adult or older, and right. why it's probably so difficult to get rid of that. Because yeah. your brain's just like, yeah, you know, it's yeah. like, you're too old now, you know, you're done. You're yeah. an old dog, you can't learn a new trick.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, there's
love yourself the way you are.
There's definitely a lot to what you're saying, because I remember somewhere that they that it says we have like a, I don't know if it's a gene or a certain area in the brain that that can learn language, and it's sort of like you said, it closes up after a while, and then you're really like, it's harder, it's much harder, you know.
Yeah, it's called synaptic yeah. pruning, and the brain just is kind of like it just like picks yeah. off the cells, and it's like, you know what, this person doesn't need this because it's not hearing it, it's not using it, therefore, you know, why have all this excess yeah. shit in your head?
Yeah, I know. It's so too bad you came late, because there's so much to talk about still, mm-hmm. but we'll stretch the show by another 5 minutes, because we don't have a show a live show coming on afterwards.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. Now, are you going to participate in the topless walk this weekend in Venice?
No.
No. Well,
next
they
week,
are.
Next week.
They are.
Why are yeah, why aren't you?
No, come on. She's got a reputation to.
No. Actually, I don't mind. Really.
Ah, really? Ah,
it's just.
We're all going to band together as a breast of women.
Well, I just like tanning topless. To have an even
right.
tan.
Yeah.
But just walking around
with people and stuff. But yeah. this is to make a statement, you know? I mean, they're saying that...
So you will be able to tan topless,
right.
legally.
Right. Yeah.
Right now, it's illegal in California, and it's bullshit. So we're going to band together, and we're going to go march topless through the Venice boardwalk.
There you go. Man, if I got my camera waiting, man, let me tell you. It's actually not this weekend. It's on the 23rd. But,
yes.
But yeah.
I'm not sure that it's going to work. First, and the second, I know that a lot of weirdos is gonna stare
yes.
and woo.
But what do you care? You know, yeah. What do you care? Let them do whatever they want. Nobody's gonna touch you. That's the important thing. You know,
I'll protect you.
Police.
Yeah, the cops will be there.
Yeah.
They're gonna be wooing too.
Yeah, but you see, Susie, maybe you can learn something from Jazeera about modesty. Thank you very much.
No, I'm not modest.
You're not modest.
Mm-mm.
Well, you come across as that. I don't think you're wild either, though, right? Are you?
No, I'm capable of everything.
Really?
Wow. See, I think I could be friends with this chick.
You could. You'd totally ruin her. I'm
no.
telling you. Corrupt her, right, Janine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She might.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that I'm a child care technician. I am a trained professional, and parents give me their small children because I'm such a good influence on them.
No, nobody's doubting that at all. Nobody's doubting that at all, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Actually, the little boy that I used to nanny for in Massachusetts has been listening to the show. And I told his mother, I was like, Ann, listen, you know, I'm doing this radio show, blah, 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 here's the link. And so she sent me a text back, and she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to go listen to it right now, like, with Chasey, the little boy. And I was like, no. I'm like, no, 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 no. But then again, I thought back, and I was like, you know what? This is the kid that for his 11th birthday, I was wearing a white tank top with, like, no bra. And his mom had me, like, set up the whole house and everything. And so I'm filling up these water balloons. And as soon as the kids all come back to the party, we're supposed to have them do, like, a water balloon toss and, like, run around the house with a hard-boiled egg and a spoon and not break it.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do? The kids take the water balloons and they're like, wet t-shirt contest for the nanny. I'm like, you little fuckers. I'm like, I'm going to get every last one of you. As they're like bombarding me. And the mom was just like, oh my God, what do we do? They're out of control. And I was like, I'll take care of it. And I get the garden hose. So yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So have you been to other places in the world?
I've been in Italy and Turkey. Arab Emirates.
United Arab Emirates is what they call it, right? UAE or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, so you've been there, really?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's 10 times worse, 100 times worse than Kazakhstan.
Really?
The women wear this thing.
Yeah, the veil.
Yes.
On their face, so you can't see their face, only their eyes.
And they are looking at us tourists with their shirts, like showing hands, and they think that we are like a horse.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
That's what they need, is some horse there, you know? I mean, that's the problem with all this violence in the Middle East, you know? If they only had porn, nobody, because they're so angry,
so
you know?
So much tension.
Yeah, exactly.
They're repressed.
It's like they're all freaking angry.
Get it out. Just,
yeah, exactly. Give them strippers, strip clubs, porn. Everybody's going
to
be happy.
I think they have, like, really. Because when we went to the beach, there was a lot of, like, Arab men. They was watching us with...
Watching with binoculars?
Oh. Yes.
Really?
Oh, no.
Well, of course, they're men. You know, that's the
thing. Wait. What do you wear to the beach there? If, like, women
like
can't...
Swimsuit?
No, the ladies that, like... They can't take all the other shit off.
Like,
they how do they swim?
No, they usually don't go to the beach. And their own special.
They have like a segregated beach or something. Yeah, you see the Orthodox Jews in Israel. It's the same thing. There's a beach for the men and a beach for the women.
Really?
It's like God That's forbid bizarre. You'll see the other sex. You know? Jesus Christ, man. I'm telling you, yeah.
What an
it's
amazing
crazy.
World we live in.
It is. I mean,
I could never survive
crazy.
Anywhere else.
These are like things from 3,000 years ago that don't apply anymore, you know? And people still stick to them, like, you know, even here with religion and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Just I can't imagine sex only for procreation.
No. I can't either.
I know. My grandmother and my mom are like, they're just like, oh, we're never going to have any great-grandchildren or grandchildren. And I was like, don't worry, you guys. I'm practicing.
Yeah.
I'm practicing like, very hard.
This thing I don't understand in religion, because human being was created with certain things like sex. I think it's in our nature not like have sex not only for procreation
right
and you know I mean I think it's not fair that God created us the way we are and set up rules, and if you break the rules you're a sinner.
Exactly.
Then you get spanked.
Why would he give you the ability to have pleasure in the first place if you're not supposed to do it, right?
Yes,
that's what you're saying. Yeah. Absolutely. Although I don't know if he meant it that way. I think nature also wants us to enjoy it for procreation, you know. But regardless, we managed to make it a nice pastime, you know.
Yeah.
So. But you're right. You know, you're right
but
about
it. But it's not enjoyable for all species. I breed lizards. That's another one of my hobbies, bearded dragons that we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And right now I have a pregnant one, and I tell you, like, people love coming over and they're like, take the lizards out, Susie. Can we watch them have sex, please? Please? Come on, Susie. Like, I brought you a case of beer. And I'm like, fine, we can watch the lizards have sex. So I take the lizards out, and the male, his beard puffs up and it turns pitch black and he starts bobbing his head. And he's doing the head bob and doing the head bob. And the female starts waving her arm and she's kind of waving around and she's like, oh. And then she's like, oh, shit, really? And then the male runs around in a full circle and he bites her on the back of the neck and throws her head back, you know, with it still in her, like, in his teeth. And then he mounts her and has his way and she's like clawing at the floor trying to get away. She's like, no, please, big daddy, step away, no. It's actually the saddest thing to watch when the female gets mounted like that.
Yeah.
But... You know, at the same screaming. Time. and the one I have has two husbands, so she gets it like twice as bad.
Wow.
From either side. Oh, God. I'm wondering, yeah. It's awful.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Yeah, I'm
I know. So
you.
At least we enjoy sex, because my poor lizard, I tell you.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. But I think they still enjoy it, you know. I mean, like cats, you know, when they have sex, they cry and they have fun at the same time.
But they still whore around.
But yeah. I think it's not only to enjoy.
Right.
It's like if you don't have sex for a long time, you get cranky.
Yeah, you go crazy. Yeah,
and it's good for health. Like,
oh yeah,
scientists prove.
I love the way she thinks.
Oh yeah, I like it too. You should be. You sit here every day. I'm telling you, she's refreshing.
Come on back.
You should definitely come back if you want, because I mean, there's so much more still to talk about. I saw you had pictures. You were in pageants and stuff like that, right? And beauty pageants or whatever else it was. I mean, yeah, it seems like she's been in a lot of different things. You'll find her on Facebook. Yeah, and. But if you'd love to, you're always welcome to come back, because there's still a lot to talk. And then you'll come a little earlier and we'll have more time to talk.
Okay? Now that you know where to park.
Yeah. I already extended the show 10 minutes more than usual, but there's no more time. So, so Jazeera, are you like on, you're on Facebook, of course. Are you on MySpace as well?
I've been there, but then I deleted myself.
Yeah, okay, cool. So where do you want people to find you? I mean, do you want...
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. So what we'll do is this, is I'll put in the Facebook link on our website, because I know if you start spelling your name now, it's going to take forever, right? Because you have a very long name.
That's a very long name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, her last name, too. What's your last name? How do you pronounce it?
Nurhadjieva.
Okay,
Nurhadjieva.
Nurhadjieva.
Yes. Oh, you dirty thing. Yeah.
Sounds like North Vagina to me.
Oh, my God.
But no, it's beautiful. I mean, that's the thing.
I wanted to take a second name.
Yeah, a different name, yeah, for the stage.
Just cut off the last 20 letters.
Just go with Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, that always works. Wonderful. Well, Jazeera, thank you so much for coming in. Mm-hmm. You're a real pleasure.
Very refreshing.
And we'll set up another time for you to come back and we'll talk some more and stuff. Yeah. Because she's my kind of girl, you know. I mean, she looks innocent, but she's not, you know. That's like the most
fascinating. I am.
You're not. Come on.
No. Yeah. The people, they think, or you are good or you are bad.
No. I'm saying somewhere in the middle. I'm just saying that you're... I mean, I know what you're trying to say, but...
Everything that I do it consciously. Yes. I know about it. Right. And I do it, and I choose to do that.
Yeah. You see, Susie, you have some to learn from her.
Hey. Yeah. I choose all
No, we love
too.
You the way you are. We
no,
love you the way you are. Okay, so that's Jazeera. Of course, Janique is here with us.
Yes, thank
for the
you.
Second
thank
day,
you
and you'll be here again tomorrow.
Sounds great.
Awesome. And make sure she gets a little more sleep, you know? I mean, I was totally sure when I saw the email in the morning, because you wrote me, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I was totally ready for her to call me and say, you know what, I can't get up. You
know?
But anyway, she'll
always
do it.
I get up and I'm bright and chipper, too.
And you were, and you got here before me, too,
exactly.
Which is awesome. All right. Anything more to plug? You're not on MySpace yet, right, Janique?
So. I'm not on Facebook
I'm not
yet.
On Facebook.
Yeah. We're going to go home and put her on it.
Maybe I'll do that today.
Yeah.
You should. Yeah. And you can, I'll be your friend.
Thanks, Sam. That means a lot.
Sure. Anyway, thank you all for joining us. We're out of time completely, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.